Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Podcasting now.
Thanks for downloading this podcast of the 99.5 KISS Billy Madison Show.
Stop. Sorry, man. I had to roll in a little late because I went and saw that Wonder movie last night. Which yeah. Nard was like, man, is it a comedy?
That movie
and I'm
looks...
like, no, jackass. It's a freaking fantastic movie.
No, it does.
I bought my tickets for that. I'm going to see that, I think on Thanksgiving. But it's looks awesome. Like a tearjerker.
Dude.
Yeah, no, it looks sad.
If you don't tear up, you don't have a soul.
Right.
Nard's over there. Nard's like, oh, it's just like my life story.
Well, yeah, right. He's embracing the fact he has a messed up face.
This kid is a genius.
Yeah.
This kid's fantastic at science.
Yeah, I didn't say he wasn't smart.
He's a brave little boy.
I watched the whole movie. I never said, wow, this is Nard's inspirational story.
Did think of Nard once
this
in this
movie. This is a pompous
yeah.
son of a bitch that How? This guy is, that he thinks that his life story is so interesting that there should be a movie made about it.
I never thought about it like that, but Nard does think of himself
Yes, he does.
What do you mean?
Nard, you think like you're like, you probably save notes and stuff. Like you want a book written about you that you can't read and stuff, right?
No.
You don't
That's
want a movie made about you?
No,
oh my gosh.
You're twisting my words. Like.
Nard goes, it's a comedy.
Oh, we're twisting his words.
Yeah, no, that's not what I said. Like, he's embracing
it's a comedy.
Yeah, he was making fun of himself like we do.
I mean, I don't think that's what the movie's about.
Nard.
Well, I'm saying he's embracing his looks on the outside.
I don't want to give it away because it's such a fantastic movie. Now, I was a little
upset. His NASA helmet looks pretty kick-ass.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it like 77. There were a couple of people that gave it like really terrible reviews. And I'm like, you guys suck.
What did they say about it?
They're just trying to pull at your heartstrings. Yes, it's in it. Look, I brought my kid. It's a great movie. It's an inspirational movie. Go see it.
Right. Yeah, it's good to have those movies like that you take your kid to that, you know, you show them, you try to soft. But then we just had to study about how we're too soft.
It's actually about being strong.
I thought it was about, you know, maybe being more sensitive to people that aren't like
you. No, it's about being kinder to other people.
Yeah.
And well, not judging a book by its cover and not just not being a friend to somebody just because they look different.
Right. No, it looks like a sweet movie.
It was fantastic. Nard, you're a jackass.
Why?
And you're going to get 10 spankings this
For
morning.
What? Wow.
Just because you said it's a comedy. And at no point in time, there's some funny parts, but it's not.
Okay, he's making fun of himself like we do. I thought he was embracing it.
I didn't watch the movie at all and go, that's just like our show.
Yeah. I love that he was so self-deprecating.
Yeah, like...
I love the fact that he said, yeah. man, it...
Ow! All right!
What's
okay.
wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah! All
right! Right. Yeah, you're a wonder, Nard.
All right! Yeah! Okay!
It's a wonder that God made you and put you on this planet.
You're not even going to be able to... You're not even going to be able to sit down now.
Exactly.
Damn, your ass has to hurt.
No, it doesn't.
Whoa, wow, okay, all right.
Look,
I'm going to have to get some spikes on here.
That's fine. Taser, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Do.
I'm going to have to amp it up, right?
I'm
baseball
totally
bat.
Fine with that.
Okay, all
right. Lasers
cool.
on it.
Yeah. All right.
It's a great movie. You can bring your family to it.
Challenge accepted.
Go do it.
Yeah, I already bought tickets, I think, Thanksgiving. Yeah,
nice.
I'm going to go see that.
No,
yeah.
You should take Landon to it because his dad's a bully.
Oh, okay.
You remind me
Nard's
of one of the kids.
Nard's going to wait for Redbox.
No, Nard, you remind me of one of the little kids in there who's such a dick.
How's it being a dick?
No, such a douche.
Oh, there were kids there being dicks?
Oh, it just reminded me of Nard.
How?
That's Nard's inspirational story.
Oh, you mean in the movie.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like in your theater.
No, there's just tears.
Right.
People are crying.
No, that's what I watched the trailer and I'm like, okay, this movie I'm definitely going to be crying like a little bitch at the end of this.
You will.
I probably during it, yeah.
Can I just say that Nard's not very, Nard's sensitive. In
Nard
a selfish
has no
way.
Like sympathy, like no
what are you
empathy,
about?
He's
a
no
selfish,
nothing. Yeah.
Sensitive.
He only
to
worries
himself.
About himself.
Right, he cries for himself.
Yeah,
because I'm only with myself.
Did you know that for lunch yesterday for Nard's wife's birthday, he took her to the same place she went to lunch the day before.
That was her. That was her decision. Not mine.
She knows he's such a failure.
How?
You know what I mean? She's like, we'll just go to the same place.
We didn't have time to go anywhere else.
Right, yeah.
Who does that?
Like, he literally does nothing special for his wife. What do you mean, who does that,
Billy? She picked it. So, like, Tracy, it's your fault.
No, you know,
he does nothing special for his wife. So that because he has no empathy, he doesn't care about anybody but himself.
It's her fault.
No, this is what I would have done.
She picked it. That's her birthday.
Look at him. Look at him. Blaming
her. Hell yeah. 100%. Be mad at her. Not me. Right.
I'm not mad at her. I'm just saying I felt bad for her.
Let's go around the room, and then I will also take calls. What romantic thing would you have done for Tracy since it was her birthday? I would have had a basket of rose petals, and then I would have thrown the rose petals, you know, and before, so that she could walk through the rose petals, right? And then you embrace her, you hold her hand, and then you bring her into Panera Bread.
Oh,
and there's already a seat there with flowers.
Yeah, right. You would have made it,
but you would have had to pick all that up.
I
get it. There's not a lot of time, but you could have went with management and said,
"Dude,
hey,
she works in an area where there's like 50,000 places to go eat."
Right? You could have got like, maybe
literally
a heart,
like it's
a heart
nothing
shaped
but places
cookie,
to go eat.
But if that's
right,
what
with
she
a little
wanted
candle,
to eat. That's where you take her.
You could have got everybody there to sing happy birthday
right.
to her.
Yeah.
You could have got down on.
He could have went all out.
Could have given her a really sweet gift.
Birthdays are a big deal to his wife, and Dard does nothing.
What are you talking about? I got
so
every
many
gift
great
she wanted.
Things.
Yeah,
so
right.
many great
what
things.
What do you mean? Yeah, right. She took a picture and told me where to go. Everything. Yeah, I got everything she wanted.
Yeah, except for, you know, he took her to a terrible lunch.
I didn't. That's where she wanted
but
to eat.
But what I'm saying is, that's my point is you have no empathy.
How?
Romance.
You don't think about anybody. You only think about yourself.
If the person wants to go eat there, then we go eat there. How the hell is that insensitive and not thinking of myself?
She probably had to open her own car door
to
get out.
I bet she did.
Okay. That's stupid.
This just goes to our point that Nard thinks about nobody but himself.
You guys are reaching right now.
I would have had something very romantic on the table. Maybe
you would have not.
I would have gone to Hobby Lobby and got like a nice little thing. What do you don't know? I'm Mr. Damn Romance.
But you would have had to pick all that up.
I don't want to hear nothing about that.
I get that.
All he does is run errands all day.
Did you do that for your girlfriend's last birthday?
Guess what? It wasn't her birthday.
I know.
It wasn't her birthday yesterday.
But
and guess what I did? I brought
her
to a nice movie.
Yeah.
I remembered her favorite snacks.
I forgot.
Hit him in my hoodie. And then when she sat down, I handed him to her.
Wow.
She was my God, how thoughtful.
Have you
remember my favorite snacks.
That's pretty romantic. He gets her expensive gifts, so he doesn't have to.
I
got her gifts, too.
Actually, expensive.
I know.
I got her a cake.
In
I brought
world.
Her to Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He took her on a trip. You took your chick to
We went to Disney World.
And the year before, I took her to Los Angeles.
Not for her birthday.
That could have been for her birthday.
It wasn't, though. It was like, what are you talking about? You can't just start pulling dates
from
previous vacations.
You guys are pulling dates.
He was talking about her last birthday.
Let's go to Gabriel.
You're just making stuff
up. You guys are stretching.
What's up, sir? I'm ashamed to be in the same room with this.
Ridiculous.
Is it Nard doesn't... Like, point of the whole thing was Nard doesn't care about anybody but himself is what my point is.
She was completely happy.
No, correct. She was content. There's a difference.
Nope.
Let's go to Gabriel. She was like, this is the best it's going to get, so I'll take it.
That's content.
She can't complain. Her second marriage.
Okay. Gabriel, what would you have done?
Had steak and lobster, take you to the Grand Hyatt Hotel in the suite.
Oh, you're so great.
Some nice wine, and trust me, you would have had a damn good time.
Thank you, Gabriel. If anybody
your
else,
own horn there, buddy.
1-855 FU Billy. What would you have done better than Nard for Tracy's birthday? Let's go to Everett real
everyone's
quick.
Everyone's so great out there.
1-855 FU Billy. Thomas the Dummy says that on Tracy's birthday, he would have taken Roxy to lunch.
She
was the cam girl. Let's go to Everett.
I probably would have just gave her special kisses for at least an hour straight.
Oh, wow.
For sure. Until she submitted, till she tapped out.
Yeah. So I can't do it no more.
Yo, Bill. I actually went and seen that movie last night, and you're right, man. Yo, I was crying.
Oh, man.
The whole movie like this. The person who took me, because someone got me in, they actually felt uncomfortable. I was crying so much, and they were like, man, you really, after the movie, like, you really, connected to that movie. I was like, wasn't really the movie. I just started having flashbacks of me flying all the way to San Antonio just to be made fun of that I'm awkward. I was like, man, it's
Oh, so you're like a Nard. You brought it back on yourself.
He's a little Augie.
How you gonna blame us for you being awkward?
Right, yeah.
Hey, I was glad you were here.
There you go.
How do you not know about that? You didn't show up to the party, so I couldn't hang out with you.
No, he showed up.
I'm awkward. What do you want? I'm different, guys. You can't keep making fun of me. I'm going to end up jumping off the Skyway Bridge, you guys.
Hey, look. Wow. Hey, listen, Augie. We're all different.
Yeah.
We're all different.
Yeah.
Okay? We're all different. You don't worry about it. You don't let other people throw those mean things at you saying that you're awkward. Have you not read the stuff they say about me on social media?
Yeah, but that's all true, Bill.
I have a much longer wingspan than they're giving me credit for online. All right, thank you, Everett.
All right,
let's go to Maddie. Yes, Maddie.
Yes, for Tracy's birthday, I probably would have given her a dozen red roses, one of them being fake, and telling her that her birthday will last till the last one's gone.
Maddie, are you into threesomes?
Wow.
No, but my boyfriend did that for me.
Because then you have a rose that lasts forever.
Yep.
That will never die.
Romantic.
Like our relationship and my love for you.
Wow. Right?
Yep, pretty much.
People take such better care of your wife than you do.
We've been together 6 years.
Thank you, Maddie.
If she's unhappy, she can leave.
Okay.
Let's go to Alex.
Why are you... Okay, so you're now divorcing her, even though you're the one that took her to the same place she had lunch 2 days in a row.
She's happy.
And you're mad at her. And you're mad at her.
You guys are upset of how I went to lunch with her. It was her idea.
We want better for her.
Yeah, I want to see her happy.
Then she would leave. Like, she's fine.
No, she's content.
No, she's not.
Let's go to Alex. Yes, Alex. What would you have done for Nard's wife's birthday?
All right, so get this. Romantic scavenger hunt to downtown at the Riverwalk to a nice restaurant.
Yeah, that's cute if you're dating or something.
And a mariachi band.
Who does that with their wife?
There's the problem.
Corazón no se encara.
Who does that for their
wife? Thank you, Alex.
You have to date your wife, Nard. That's how the marriage continues to blossom.
You went to counseling, right?
Of course, yeah.
You gotta have
I got
dates.
All the tools now. I know this.
You gotta have dates.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
The courting doesn't stop just because you get married.
That's the problem,
yeah,
Nard.
It does. When you have a kid,
that's the problem, Nard.
You don't got time for that.
Nard, we found the problem.
Yeah.
If you stop courting, you end up in court, and then you're paying child support.
Come on, bud. You always got a date. That's part of it.
That was a little Eminem rap for you
there's
guys.
There's no time for that.
There's plenty of time for
that.
Nope. Oh, let's go to Claudia.
You have to make time for that.
There's literally no time.
Your wife has to be number one.
Yeah, she is.
Claudia.
Obviously not.
Yeah, you guys in your book know.
Claudia, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, your birthday plans from your husband. You probably have a fantastic husband, not a douchebag like Nard.
And my God, you guys are the only ones complaining.
And what happened, Claudia?
My husband considers himself to be, very macho, not sensitive guy, but, and he says he's just like Derek. But, my birthday was during the week, and we're very crazy busy. So in the morning, he actually had left me roses on the table and left my gift there. Right as I was rushing out the door in the morning, I saw them there. He took me to dinner on the weekend, but then that night, he took really good care of my body. So we were good.
Oh, so he did something romantic, set it up, and then closed the deal at night, taking care of your body. Wow.
Oh, yeah. He just, went in there.
Let me ask you, Claudia. Now, you guys are married, right?
Yeah.
Once you got married, did all the romance just stop immediately?
Oh, no, not at all. Because he knows that, I'm very much about the romance and about having that passion. And I mean, he likes to get it every night, so
for sure. Every real man wants to get it every night.
Oh yeah.
Appreciate it, Claudia. Oh man. Anybody else, if you had any suggestions that what you would have done better for Tracy's birthday.
I just feel bad.
Yeah. Cause she's sitting at home or work right now. Just crying. No, she's fine. It was her idea to go there. Wasn't my idea.
Yeah, we were just saying how you could have actually made it special.
Amped it up
because basically it was the same thing as the day before. There was nothing different about this experience to Panera Bread.
I don't know what to tell you. That was her decision. That
I know,
was her
but
birthday.
It was your decision not to make it special.
What?
Is my point.
How?
Because you didn't do anything different.
It's her birthday. It's
you
not my
it
birthday.
Okay, I know. That's why you should.
If the
you
person says,
done
"Hey,
something.
I want to go here for lunch," I'm like, "Cool, that's your birthday. Like you want to go."
I know, but she just went there the day before. So what were you going to do? What were you going to do? She can't even separate between the day before and her birthday now. It's the same day.
That's fine because that means that it's a great day.
Oh wow!
Being the man that I am, I would have gone to Pinterest and then gone through Pinterest.
Yeah, that
and found
involves
some
reading
ideas.
And researching. Well, and then she'll be
like, "Oh, no, here come the excuses."
Yeah, and then, right. And then she'll
when
be like,
"When it benefits you, no, you bring right. out your
she'll,
disabilities."
She'll ask a million one questions.
When
why'd
it
you
benefits
Pinterest?
You,
it, why you got Pinterest it, now?
You bring out your disability.
No, she'll look at it as, "Oh, now that's another Pinterest thing I have to keep track
okay,
of."
Okay, create an indoor paradise is something Nard could have done. Had yeah. a spa night and given her a
oh,
massage.
Oh yeah, my god!
Sure.
Yeah,
and then also
instead they play
I'm
laser
glad
tag.
I'm not dating neither one of you two.
He could have.
You're glad you're not beating either one of us.
Dating.
Oh, okay. Sounds like something else. Yeah, wow.
What do you mean, wow? I said dating.
You
wow.
could have, you know, created your own, you know, Everil, which is, you know, like a chef.
Yeah.
You could have hired a chef to come in and cook.
Yeah, that sounds pretty expensive.
You could have been Mr. Maid for the day.
Right. Yeah, I already do that.
You could have turned gifts into buried treasures where she had to go on a little hunt to try
yeah,
to find
them. Yeah, we
don't
got time for that.
Oh, there's so many things.
Right. It's just. You know, I just worry about you, Nard.
Worry about me.
Because you're not taking good care of your wife.
Yeah, she's fine.
Nacho, yes,
and
Nacho.
She cheats.
What's going on, Billy, Derek, Nard? How y'all doing, fellas?
Good.
What's up, man?
Good. Hey, Nard, this is the best thing you could have done, Nard.
I don't care.
You should have got a human-sized box, you know, like a big old gift. But instead of you popping out, you should have Josh pop out and give her the dirty
yeah, if, yeah, if she wants Josh or any listeners out there, yeah, she can have him. Oh, if she's so unhappy.
Why are you now attacking? Like
you guys act like she's so unhappy, so she is. Yeah.
We just said we felt bad because you didn't make her birthday special.
It was.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where she wanted to go.
You could have, you know, where you guys first met?
So I had to take off work and go all the way there.
No, you could have asked somebody to take a photo
you
of that.
Vacation
have
days.
It printed out, cut it in a heart, and then put it in a photo and then have it framed.
It's already framed.
I mean, oh, my gosh.
You have
what's already
off.
Framed?
Our photos.
The bank?
Yeah.
Where you met her?
Yeah, like we already have pictures of that.
It's not in a heart.
It's
not in a frame on the wall.
Get a lot of tweets like these. It's just a matter of time till Tracy leaves Nard. He's bleeping pathetic. Lost a lot of respect for
you
him.
You guys
let's
are idiots. If she's so unhappy, she can leave. It was her idea to go there.
Let's go to Chris.
Wow, you guys are losers.
Chris, what would you
I didn't
you
know
have
you
done?
Guys were dating her or married to her. Wow.
Let's go to Chris. Yes.
So pathetic.
Yo, what's up, Billy?
Oh, you could have put some of those hot tamale candies in a jar, right? Just a mason jar, and then, you know, shut the jar with a little note that says, "You're so hot. I love you,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, there's plenty of romantic
happy
stuff.
Birthday.
I get it.
Chris.
Blah, blah, blah.
But you did none of them.
Yeah, because
Chris,
that's where she wanted to go.
I was just trying to stay within your budget.
Yeah, that wasn't my budget.
Chris, I know you didn't do it.
No, I'm saying Panera wasn't my budget.
Can you let this guy talk?
No, because it's a stupid idea, probably.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You need to get your level up, bro.
I don't.
I called her boss. I got her 5 days off, and I took her to Vegas.
Oh, how rough. He even called the
boss. And Nard has plenty of vacation. He could have done that.
Tons
yeah,
of
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Devin. Yes, Devin.
So, Nard, let me ask you a question. When you asked her where she wanted to go, was she like, oh, I guess we'll go here? Because you couldn't
no,
think of
I
anything,
didn't.
Or was she excited to go? I mean,
she
you
was
know.
Excited to go. She wanted to go. Not my decision,
sir. Are
you
sir. Sure you
just BSing? I'm
no,
going to knock
BSing.
Your teeth
BSing.
Out. Because you guys are interrogating
right,
me like I did something
right,
and I didn't
a,
do anything.
Here's a fun
I went where she
thing.
Wanted to go.
Here's a fun. You could even make your own card out of buttons. I just saw
Nard.
This. You draw a little stick people and it's like they're kissing and it's two buttons. Tell me that is not the most
yeah,
adorable
it's cute.
Thing.
I'm just worried that Nard doesn't understand the point. Yeah, okay, that's where she wanted to go. What we're saying is that you didn't do anything to make it more special the next day she
no
went.
There's no way in this relationship, especially
how? How is there
I
no
can't
way?
Go out of routine without
you
her
do
having,
little
no, there's
things.
No surprising
you
her
can
with
do little
anything.
Things to make her day more special.
There's no way. Unless it's in my
wow.
route, I can't.
You're just not trying then. You're so creative when it comes to everything
how?
Else. But when it comes to your marriage, you put no effort
what am
into
I creative
it.
In?
All right.
You're guys, YouTube. You got your own YouTube account.
Yeah, you
and
got
you find people to help you make these videos, but you can't be creative in an idea for your wife?
Yeah, 100%.
I got to take a break. I got to eat a sandwich.
All
plus,
right.
I got to get to Eddie's call, Jay's call. I mean, what would you have done for Nard's wife's birthday? Next.
The 99.5 Kiss Billy Madison Show Podcast.
We got some drama now. Tracy,
you guys started it.
Tracy just tweeted out.
You guys are the ones stirring the pot for no reason.
Tracy just tweeted out. You know,
she said,
a really nice tweet, if I may.
Yeah. Well, she just said, "Holy crap! It's like Derek is inside my head on my thoughts on Nard because I was just, I guess, spitting some truth to her, like how she really felt." And she has now deleted that tweet because I guarantee you Nard is like, you know, wreaking havoc right now.
I don't know why you're so mad.
I don't know why you're attacking her
because
when you're
no
the one that
her
sucks
birthday
as a husband.
Special. There's
why
no
not?
Way.
How?
Because, like, she wants her gifts a month early. She wants this a month early. She wants this 2 days early.
That's just girls.
And if I download an app, she's going to be like, oh, cool. Is this another app I got to keep track of?
You're saying,
she's too overbearing.
You're
to
saying
I can't,
because she is in everything.
Everything. And she has to know, why did I do that? Why did I do this? Why is that? And so there's no surprising her. If it's outside of my route.
Why don't you get some construction paper?
You could
because,
have asked
no,
a friend.
It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter about that. Like, at all.
Why
because
you
there's
just
no
ask
surprising
a
her. She can get mad at, the only person she can get mad at is herself. I can't surprise her with nothing.
So it's her fault that you can't 100% do anything for her birthday.
And your guys' fault for stirring the pot.
Let's go to Heather.
We had a great night.
Let's go to Heather.
How was laser tag?
It was awesome.
Yeah. Looks like
hey,
it.
Guys.
Hi, Heather. I'm sorry. It's in case you don't know, my name's Billy. That's Derek, and we're like really romantic. And
yeah.
then we have this
super romantic
over here,
guy
yeah.
over here.
Yeah. My wife's overbearing.
Very, very.
Oh, okay.
Very,
yeah.
very romantic.
Yeah, my chick's real chill.
Nard, I'm with you. I don't think that there's, you know, too much you can do on a birthday, but she's
Thank
a
you.
Mom now, so I think what you should have done was had your son make her a card.
Yeah,
that would
I
been
did. I did.
Oh, okay, so then did. If you did
yeah.
that, then I think you're fine.
Nard had the daycare do it for
no.
him.
Yeah. Daycare did
no. no. The kid's like
he's
10.
He's in kindergarten,
he did it
and
by
they
himself.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, don't well, take credit.
That,
yeah,
that's
he
too
had,
bad.
Yeah, he had
I'm with
teacher,
you. He sucks.
What? Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Let's go to Jay. Jay, what you're saying Nard did the right thing by not doing anything for his wife.
Yeah. I think what she wanted. Yeah, my bad. No, he got her what she wanted.
Yes.
What I did on at least he didn't do what I did, but
well, now
I got
know
a
what
broom
you did, yeah.
and a I got a broom and a mop, and I put it in a box. I wrapped it up like a gift.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. And then when she opened it all up, she had a broom and a mop to clean up all the mess that she made.
Sir, I got to be honest. That's way more romantic than what Nard did.
How? She got her earrings. She got her necklace.
Let's go.
She got a card from our kid.
Let's go to Eddie.
And she got her lunch that she wanted that she picked.
Let's go to Eddie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Man, first before I make my comment on what I would have done is, like, you know, I probably see Nard wrapping up a gift in bandage because he likes Band-Aids, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, big
yeah but she doesn't, yeah. so that'd be a terrible gift, idiot. Yeah. I could see if it was my birthday and she did it, so you might...
Nard all pissed off.
Well, yeah, if you're going to make a joke, make sure
why
it's correct.
Why are you so mad, though? Like, why are you just so hostile? It's just
because
we're having fun.
The pot got stirred for nothing.
The what?
The pot got okay. stirred for nothing.
Okay, you got called out for being
called
a bad
out
husband.
For what?
For being a bad
she
husband.
She got her necklace and her, like, earring she wanted.
I know, but you still didn't make her day special.
I don't care.
Yeah.
If she didn't like it, then
I mean,
move.
I would have woken her up with a very special kiss in the morning before I left work. That way she would have had all day long.
That would have been
fantastic.
Can
anybody else just hear how on edge Nard is, though? Like,
hell
Nard is
yes.
fantastic. Nard is clearly on edge. Like, are you okay?
I am perfectly fine.
Are you?
It's you guys are judging.
Yeah. Well, no, we were just trying to help you be a better husband.
Yeah,
I'm
doing just fine.
We can't ever offer any advice.
No, not with her being a tracker
on
me.
In case you're just tuning in, Nard failed miserably.
I didn't.
On his wife's birthday.
Not once did she complain. You guys are complaining.
Me and Derek were just saying, hey, these are some of the things for the future, her next birthday.
Where were you guys at when I was planning all this?
Well, I'm sorry.
We assumed that you were doing more. Yeah.
But am I a birthday planner?
After 6 years, you guys would think I know I'm terrible at this.
Where was I? I gave you clothes.
You used to be great at this.
I gave you clothes so you could look nice on her birthday.
Yeah.
Let's go to Philip.
Billy. What's up, guys? Good morning. Hey, I know what Nard's talking about because I can't do a damn thing without my wife knowing about it. She told me already, don't surprise me. I don't want surprises. I need to know where you go because I just think you're cheating on me. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Okay, I just got confirmation that it wasn't Tracy that deleted the tweet. It was Nard that deleted the tweet.
Yeah, I got access to her stuff. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Wow. Nard deleted the tweet that she sent out.
Yeah, because I have
she sent
out
to her on the phone.
She sent out a tweet. Well, I know she's taking a baby to school, so I don't know. But
well, I just want to know. I mean, obviously, she's not allowed to tweet because I want to know how terrible it is.
I'm not allowed to do a lot of stuff either, Billy.
You're just tuning in. Nard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.